Hi, this is Shaylin Hudson. I make candles for Scene Creations, and the price is anywhere from $3 to $8. If you'd like to contact me about purchasing any, you could call me at 907-401-1095.
You have a Facebook page? No? Hello, welcome to Horror After Hours, coming to you from the Naughty Guy Studio. I got alongside me my best friend here. This is the Bruce.
What's up, everybody?
So we're just kind of catching up and doing some chopping up tonight. So what's going on with you, bro?
Nothing. It's been a hectic summer, but in a good way. Swat and Fly's Telling Lies seems to be doing decent.
That's badass, bro.
Coming up on, I got like three or four episodes in the can, and then I'm coming up on the last of those episodes this week. But tomorrow I'm definitely recording minimum of two episodes, and then me and you are recording tonight. So after tomorrow, I'll be three episodes in the can ahead, and then I'm going to record probably one or two more this weekend, hopefully.
Fucking awesome, bro.
Makes it easier.
To get ahead and not have to be behind like I'm always trying to play catch up.
Yeah, it's hard, man.
It really makes it tough. But when you got so many other things going on, it's hard to put things together and try to get an episode together.
I was trying to put one together this morning that was asked if she could be on, and it, she canceled again. So I was like, okay, why don't you hit me up when you want to be on?
Yeah, that sucks, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, I totally understand. You know, life gets in the way sometimes.
Yeah.
But when you make an appointment with somebody to record, stick to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Plain and simple. I mean, don't flake out. I mean, I can understand a little bit of nervousness about recording because I was there myself.
Yeah.
I mean, remember the first time I was on your show?
Listen to my second episode. It's you on it. And listen to you on this episode. There's a huge difference.
There's a major difference between the way I present myself now and the way I was almost clammed up on that first episode.
Yeah. Yeah. So like I said, I get it. But it's like, okay, why don't you hit me up when it's good for you?
Exactly. Don't waste my time because... Yeah. You actually have to go out of your way to plan everything around all of that.
Yeah.
And then when shit falls through, then kind of screws up everything.
Yeah. So I'll have an episode tonight. After this one, we'll record on mine. Then tomorrow morning, going to record with Bonna, talk about her. Cause she has a legit radio show.
I was going to say, she's with which radio station is it? KFMJ?
I think so.
It's KFMJ or KRBD or it's something like that. I know.
WKRP.
In Cincinnati, right?
Yeah. And then Grant's going up for election, and I'm going to record with him tomorrow afternoon right after I record with Bonna. So
very cool, man.
Yeah. Yes. So that's why I'm here tonight. So me and you could record because I just got a full day tomorrow.
Yeah. So do I. And then I got a crazy schedule this whole week.
Yeah.
So I'm very happy to be recording right now, of course.
But,
you know, I will get some time set up to get back with you again for another episode.
Yeah. Since we're on Horror After Hours, I know it's probably too far ahead, but I'm assuming the Halloween parties are going to be October 30th this year on a Saturday. Have you guys thought about a costume?
I tried to mention a few to Heidi, and she's like, no, you can find something better.
Yeah. What are you thinking? Like, what do you want?
Well, I had the classic electrical outlet with the plug, the couple's costume.
But,
I chose that one. She said no.
Yeah.
There was a couple others, and she said no. So, I don't know. It's still up for debate.
Yeah.
Fun stuff, though.
Yeah. I love getting costumes.
No, the last Halloween party we went to, that was a blast.
2019, man.
That was at Skylar's place.
No, it wasn't.
No.
Nope, that was 2017 is what you're thinking.
Oh, shit.
2018, you picked me up at my place and dropped me off at the bar.
That's right. I had to work that night.
2019, we went to the KRBD Halloween party at the Cape Fox.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah.
That was when I was the pumpkin king. You were, what's his name from?
Hopper.
Hopper from Stranger Things.
Yeah. And then that was a fun party. And then we went downtown. And it's like, man, we shouldn't have left the Cape Fox. No other bars were doing anything. We went to Creekside. And it was okay there. We ended up staying there until...
until we kind of got tired of everything.
Yeah, and just like, all right, man. Looking like we should have stayed at the KRBD party.
That one was hopping, man. That place was packed.
Yeah.
Up at Cape Fox.
Yeah, that was a nice party, man.
Yeah, I did see one of the coolest costumes, couples costumes, that I can remember off the top of my head. It was my friend Donna and her husband, Chris.
Who were they?
He was the colonel. She was the bucket of chicken.
Oh, was she?
It was awesome.
I was pretty toasted that night.
But we had a blast, man.
Yeah, fuck, that was a fun party. Hopefully there's some normalcy, but fingers crossed for it, you know?
Yeah. Well, the way everything's going right now, we still got all these people who...
We went down 5 cases. We're at 114.
Damn.
Which is still way too high.
Yeah. Well, it's just people in denial, I guess.
Yeah, it's crazy, dude.
You think people would have... some kind of an inkling of what's going on, this isn't a hoax.
Yeah. All of a sudden, all the fucking idiots from school are fucking scientists, you know? They conducted shit. Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, you watched
a Queen on YouTube video.
No shit, right?
Fucking morons. Now I got to deal with the brunt of it because we have a mask mandate at my job.
And mine.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, fuck, it ain't that hard. Don't come here if you don't like it, then get the fuck out.
Yep. You don't want to put it on, yeah. You don't come in. It's that simple.
Yeah.
Get it through your head, folks.
Yeah. Just nuts, man. So hopefully get to enjoy a Halloween party this year.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Fingers crossed.
Yep. So my wife and I just recently took a little vacation up to the Anchorage area to go visit friends and family.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a blast, man. Spent a couple days in Talkeetna.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool little town. If you've never been there, you got to see it. Place is tiny, but there's a lot of really cool things to do.
Yeah.
We took a jet boat tour that took us up the river.
Holy shit.
And it had 3 jet engines built into the ship, into the boat. It was easily hold 60 people.
Damn.
And this thing took us all the way up into like the class 4 rapids.
Yeah.
Which is some pretty intense stuff. If you're in a kayak or you're in any kind of a boat, yeah, you're getting beat the fuck up. But this jet boat was so powerful that they were able to keep the entire boat straight.
Oh, good.
And they were able to keep it steady the whole time. And then we got pictures in front of the rapids.
Yeah.
You got video of the whole thing. It was really a lot of fun, man. It was cool as hell.
Nice.
We saw a lot of moose, you know, just running the beaches, and
yeah,
we saw coyotes. Really cool stuff. I mean, just out in the wild. On our way back from the rapids, they stopped and gave us a little walking tour.
Yeah,
that was cool because they showed us, you know, the way everybody used to fish, the way everybody used to store their fish, all the camps and everything they all built.
Yeah.
And I'm talking different tribes and all kinds of really cool stuff out there, man.
Nice.
We learned a lot about some of the picking the berries and all that other stuff, how to get what to look for,
yeah,
what to watch for, because, you know, there's a lot of wild animal out there.
Yeah. Fucking me, man.
It was a lot of fun. If you make it to Talkeetna, go on that Mahay's jet boat tour. That was really, really cool. And the guides are awesome.
Nice.
So we went out after that. We got off the boat. We were kind of wandering around Talkeetna. Went back to the Talkeetna Brewery, which is Denali Brewing.
Oh, okay.
Had dinner. Phenomenal drinks. I mean, it was awesome. Good food.
Nice.
After that, we went out and we did some berry picking. you know, on our way back to our B&B, we just pulled off on the side of the road, and these berries were just as far as the eye could see.
Nice.
And that was Highbush Cranberry.
Oh.
Very different. I've never had them before. I'd never seen them before.
Yeah.
But it was cool. We loaded up. We got about a gallon of them.
Never heard of them till today.
It's pretty cool stuff, man.
Nice.
Now, nice. After we left Talkeetna, we went further north, and we went up to Denali National Park.
Okay.
So we got the tour, take a bus tour, and it, for those who don't know, Denali National Park, Denali Mountain is actually also known as Mount McKinley, the tallest peak in North America. So seeing all the wildlife out there, we got to see caribou, we got to see a lot of moose out there.
Nice.
A lot more doll sheep. You can actually see them climbing the hillsides. It was really cool.
Nice.
Got to see... Denali translated means the great one.
Okay.
Very cool. I mean, to get to see that, most of the time you can't even see it throughout the year because it's just covered in clouds and fog. And
yeah.
But we actually got some really good shots of it. It was a fun tour. The guides, they were awesome. You know, everything was just a lot of fun.
Nice. Shit, that's cool, man. Now you're back.
Yeah, well... Unfortunately, I'm back. After we left Denali, we drove back out to Palmer.
Yeah.
And my friends at Lazy Mountain Brewing Company.
Yeah.
They let us come crash at their place for a couple days. Cool. Excuse me. So we got to go out. I did what I love. I went and bought a hell of a lot of rope.
Ugh,
a lot of paracord.
Yeah, it's like you were moving home when I picked you up, man.
Yeah.
Like, damn, man, you pack like Jesse.
My suitcases weighed in at 50 pounds each.
Jesus Christ. You had, what, three of them?
Yeah, man, that was a lot of rope. But that was always part of the plan, was to load up on rope because my stock was almost empty. But we spent a couple of days, you know, hanging out with our friends at Lazy Mountain Brewing Company.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to get a podcast with them, but, you know, the plans fell through because everything was just happening so fast, so much going on, we just didn't have the time.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we had a good time. If you're ever up in the Palmer area, look up Lazy Mountain Brewing Company. You look them up on Facebook, I'm sure they'll give you a tour and give you a little tasting. You know, it's a lot of fun there. Great people, you know, great beer, honest beers. It's awesome. You'll love it. So, anyway, you know, that was basically my whole trip.
Nice.
So, what else you got going on?
Nothing. Just, like I said, here to record, man. You have any news or anything for your listeners today?
I have seen a few things about the Evil Dead, but I can't seem to pull anything up on it yet.
Yeah.
Now, I just found out that the movie of Salem's Lot is getting a remake. And I don't know a whole lot about it. James Wan, who did the Conjuring series, he'll be producing. Elfrey Woodard will be in this movie. If you don't remember her, she was the mother in Scrooged. She was the mother of the mute boy.
Oh, shit, that's her?
Yep, that's Elfrey Woodard.
Oh, okay. I didn't know her name.
Yep. Now, you were telling me that Netflix just acquired the rights to Texas Chainsaw.
Yeah, that's the screenshot I sent you earlier this week. And then on that same article, they are going to making a direct sequel to the original 1970s one.
Okay, yeah. So
pretty much old man Leatherface.
Now, I've heard they're going to go a lot more. It's not going to be like a in-your-face splatter film. It's going to be more like a, what do you call that? A psychological thriller.
Well, that's how the first one was.
I thought that one was more in-your-face. Yeah. But...
Well, it got there, but it didn't like come out guns blazing. It fucking eased you into it.
Yeah.
And then it was just like... Jesus Christ, they just fucking cut a guy in a goddamn wheelchair, man. You know?
Now, I think I've said this on both of our shows before, that One great thing about that movie, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, is that this is truly a glimpse into insanity.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there aren't a lot of movies like it. This was definitely the first of its kind when it came out.
It was considered gore porn.
Yeah, and this was inspired by the serial killer Ed Gein.
Yeah, who also inspired Psycho.
Right? He did, right?
Yeah, because he had his mom's dead corpse there.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. You are actually spot on with that one.
Yes, fucked up, man.
Yeah, and this was true crime shit there.
Yeah.
He was a very, very sick man.
Yeah.
No other way to put it.
Yeah, it's still a hard movie to watch in a good way, if that makes sense. Not Psycho, but Texas Chainsaw. I watched Psycho last year for the very first time.
And I followed suit.
Yeah.
I thought I had seen it, and it was...
All I saw were bits of it, and then I watched the remake, which was a shot-for-shot remake, you know? And then... Yeah, I was just like, okay, I get it. I get back in the 60s when it came out, it was edgy.
Yeah, and nobody had seen anything like that yet.
Yeah. I guess it would have been, was it the late 50s Psycho came out, or was it the early 60s? Either way, like I said, it was edgy. They were the first ones to kill off a huge actress mid-movie.
The mother of Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah. Janet Lee. They killed her off, and it shocked everybody, which in turn turned around. The next time that shocking of a killing of a star happened was like 30-plus years later in Scream.
Yep, and they killed Drew Barrymore.
Very opening scene.
Now, Scream also did a lot of nods to Psycho.
Yeah.
Because... one of the killers, his name was Billy.
Yep.
And he kept quoting the movie, kept saying, "We all go a little crazy sometimes."
At the very end, that's when he quotes, and then he goes, "Anthony Perkins, Psycho."
Yep. But they actually had a few quotes in that movie that were direct nods to Psycho.
What were they?
That was one of them. And there was another, I'd have to look it up again, but.
There was, in the very beginning, Casey Becker, he tells his wife to go down to the house that was named in Halloween.
The Myers house.
Yeah.
Not
the Myers. It was, the other house. It was, let me look it up. Sorry, I got a brain fart. Go ahead.
There was... You know, in the movie Halloween, there was a lot of nods to Psycho in there as well. Dr. Sam Loomis came directly from the movie Psycho.
Billy Loomis.
Also Scream. From Psycho. Yep. That was the other nod I was thinking of. There was a few other things, too. I can't remember. In Halloween versus Psycho.
Yeah.
And, geez, I can't remember off the top of my head. Sorry.
Also, the many callbacks to John Carpenter's Halloween. Tatum telling Sydney that their ordeal was like a Wes Carpenter flick.
Wes Carpenter. Yeah. I like that.
There's also a callback, clever callback to the McKenzies, the neighbors referenced by both teen victims, Casey's parents in Scream, in the opening scene as well as Laurie Strode.
Yep, and Halloween.
Mm-hmm. While being stalked by Michael, she tells... the children she's babysitting, go down the street to the McKenzies.
Oh, the McKenzies. Okay.
Yeah. And that's what is said in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Badass.
Yeah. Crazy, huh?
I'm getting schooled here, folks. That's awesome.
But anyways, yeah. So, and then there's a Scream 5 is going to be out in January.
Very cool.
Next month, they're re-releasing Scream as a 25th anniversary, which is crazy. Too bad it won't come here. I would go to it in the theater.
What's your thought on this new Scream movie?
I hope it doesn't suck because Scream 4 was a letdown, to be perfectly honest. I watched it about a year ago again. I was like, yeah, it'll be a few years before I rewatch it again.
Yeah, I had a hard time with that one myself.
Yeah, and it's just, it's different now, man. So, like, when we're growing up, I knew like these young up and coming people for the most part. I always seen previews for Party of Five.
Neve Campbell.
Yeah. You know, I knew Drew Barrymore because we grew up with her.
Yep. Firestarter.
Knew David Arquette because he was in that fucking Adam Sandler flick with Brendan Fraser. Were there metalheads?
Oh, that was it. Airheads.
Airheads. Knew him from there. He's kind of a dweeb in there. So I knew all these people, and I was like, damn. Plus, it Wes Craven. Holy shit. And then...
They kind of started the parody movement, though, didn't they, with Scream?
Oh, actually, you want to know what I think started the parody movement? So that Scream was 96, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go back to an action flick in 1993. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes, that was a great movie as well.
That was
Last Action Hero.
That was a parody within a parody within a parody, but it was for action movies.
Great movie.
Yeah. So that's where I think they started parodying. Now, as far as action and horror go, you go back to the 80s and you got I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker.
Yep. And that was also one of my favorites right there, is I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker.
And before that was the Robert Townsend movie. Keenan Wayne, Keenan Ivory Wayans was in that Robert Townsend movie. Fuck, what the fuck is it?
Uptown Saturday Night?
No. Shit.
Wow.
Hollywood Motion? No.
Wow, I don't know this one. In the 90s, we had the other Wayans Brothers movie, which was Don't Be a Menace to South Central While Drinking Your Juice in the Hood.
Hollywood Shuffle, 1987.
Okay.
And then the next year, Keenan Ivory Wayans made his own parody, I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker.
That was a great movie, in my opinion.
Which, there's a podcast out there, and... just kind of goes into it. It's pretty cool. But anyways, yeah, so that's where I think, like, you know, you go back even further, that's where those parodies were.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go back even further, and then you see the parodies on comedy and everything done by Mel Brooks.
Yeah.
Which I guess he did the first horror parody with Young Frankenstein.
Also one of my favorites. Young Frankenstein was done in 1974. Yes.
God Frankenstein. Damn it, Adam. Don't fucking make me do that to you, man.
Did they also pronounce his name as Froderick?
Froderick.
I love that movie. Yeah. To this day, I still love watching that one. I have the Blu-ray.
Yeah, so do I. I bought it just because I was like, it's a Blu-ray I need of this movie.
Now, when we watch Young Frankenstein,
yeah,
who's your favorite character in there?
I am going to go with Gene Wilder because he almost plays the straight-laced person in a comedy movie, which is odd for him to do.
And for me, my favorite character in the movie was definitely Igor.
Mm-hmm.
Marty Feldman. This guy, he almost made the movie just with his, the way he acts, you know, the way you see his eyes, you know, his eyes are, he had that wandering eye. One was always off in a different direction.
Right?
That was the creature.
Yeah.
But Igor,
that's what it was. Igor was the...
His hump kept switching sides.
Yeah. Did he get called? Like, wasn't your hump on the other side?
What hump?
Yeah.
Great movie. I couldn't recommend that movie highly enough.
And there's a big cameo in that one, too. Do you want a cappuccino?
Oh, Gene Hackman.
Yeah.
You're right, man. That was an awesome cameo.
It's crazy, huh?
Yeah. Now, what I loved about it was they kind of almost walked alongside the original Frankenstein movie.
Yeah.
But they took it in a whole nother direction with just making it so goofy. Taking nuts, that man. Story and just making you laugh.
Yeah.
You know, like when Frankenstein's monster threw the little girl in the pond in the original movie.
Yeah.
She died.
Yeah.
Now in the young Frankenstein, sorry, Bruce.
God damn it.
when it comes to that scene, you're expecting him to toss her in the water, and he just looks at the camera. Breaking the fourth wall. That may be the first time I'd ever seen that.
Yeah.
Now that cracked me up. I love that movie so much, man. I can't even express it.
It's a quote unquote horror movie, so it's perfect for your podcast.
And we got to go into a deep dive on that one sometime.
Yeah. So there's Young Frankenstein. That's a parody of horror.
Mm-hmm.
Scary Movie.
And there were, what, five of them?
Yeah, which you could take them or leave them after part two.
Part two was definitely the funniest one of the bunch.
Fucking hilarious. and then there was Scream If You Know What I Did Last Halloween. And it was a made-for-TV USA flick, so that's why it sucked.
Yeah, and that one was Carmen Electra.
No, that was Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Oh, which one was Carmen Electra? That was
she was in the opening scene of Scream. And then they're like, look out the window. Got your boyfriend. She's like, oh, that's not my boyfriend. I mean, I fucked him a few times.
I forgot about that part.
Yeah.
That was Shriek If You Know What I Did Last Friday the 13th.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah.
That was the USA one.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said Scream If You Know What I Did Last Halloween. Was that one too?
No, I think it was Shriek.
Shriek. Yeah, you're right.
But, you know, I actually watched that one and...
Was it okay?
It was okay. It wasn't anything like Scary Movie because a lot of it, the humor was really forced. Like, we're already aware of what's going to be funny. We're already aware of Scary Movie. And then Shriek came along and it was just kind of a... Yeah. The other one did it better.
Yeah. Well, not only that, the Wayans are geniuses.
They are, and they do not get enough credit for that.
Yeah.
Now, my favorite of the Wayans family
is
definitely Damison.
Is it?
Damon Wayans. And the reason I say Damison, because when he did his stand-up, he talked about people coming up to him and saying, yo, Damison.
Yeah. you have HBO Max?
I do. Yes, I do.
Marlon just released a new stand-up on there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, I watched this one called Wokish. That was pretty funny.
Yeah, this one just got released like last month.
Oh, nice. Okay, well, I'll be checking that out.
Yeah.
I love anything by the Wayans. I love anything that Mel Brooks did.
Yeah.
All these, you know, all these classics, all these people, it's all good stuff.
Yeah.
Keenan Ivory Wayans actually did one of my favorite action movies. And this was A Low Down Dirty Shame.
Yep.
He did it with Jada Pinkett Smith.
Yep.
Fuck, what a fun movie that was. It's had still the funny. Perfect soundtrack.
Yeah.
I mean, every song in that soundtrack, you could dance to it.
Yeah. I like it when he, when she was reading like National Enquirer and she's like, you don't know, this could save your life. You know, if you sing James Brown to a pit bull, they won't attack you. And he's like, shit, get the fuck out of here. Yeah.
And then
towards the end of the movie, that joke comes back around and kicks you in the face in the funniest way.
That movie was so cool.
Yeah.
Now, honestly, that is one of my favorite action movies there, just because Keenan Ivory Wayans has such amazing comedic timing.
Yeah. Yeah. He helped write Eddie Murphy's stand-up.
No shit.
Yep.
Wow.
He helped him write Eddie Murphy Raw.
No kidding. That I didn't know. I'm sorry to say that. Wow.
Pretty cool, right?
No, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah. He's a bad motherfucker, man. And he, when Sean and Marlon kept turning in scripts, he was like, fuck no, do better.
Yeah.
And then they wrote Don't Be a Menace to South Central while drinking your juice in the hood. And then they did the Scream parody. And Keenan kept saying, nope, fucking do better. This sucks. So he kept turning them away until he deemed it good enough to bring to a studio.
Now, Scary Movie. The first Scary Movie.
First one. The very first one. I watched that in an almost empty theater in a dollar theater. And I fucking laughed so hard.
So did I. Well, I didn't see it in the theater. I saw it way after the fact.
On DVD, right?
No, it was on VHS at that time.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It was still VHS back then.
Oh, man, I never stopped laughing through that movie.
And then brought over Scary Movie 2, and I watched that in the theater opening weekend, and then when it came out on DVD, I brought it over to your place and we watched it, and it was still funny.
To this day, it's still funny.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Looks like we are out of time, folks. Yeah,
thanks for having me on, brother.
Hey, thanks for being here, man.
It's a fun one.
Hey, a big shout out to my son, my daughter, Jonathan, Shaylin.
Hello.
Big shout out to my niece, Maya. And it's great to be back. I know it's been a while. Thanks for listening, everybody.
It's been a long time.
Yep. This is Horror After Hours. Signing off. Later, folks.
Peace.